At that time, the Fort Wayne Urban League Soundwalk Project is an audio documentary oral history about the Fort Wayne Urban League and the neighborhoods it has impacted.
The Soundwalk Project, to be unveiled during the summer of 2023 as a phone app and website, will be the first Fort Wayne First project completed.
We will interview at least 15 participants for the project. Here's a brief sample of what we've collected.
How do we pull together upward mobility? And that's we help ourselves. When people come together, then they have to figure out how they're going to make it happen. My name is Roberta Francis Ridley. I do genealogy. The research has shown that the first African Americans that actually showed up in Fort Wayne showed up with the building of the fort.
The Urban League has been in Fort Wayne since 1920, was one of the earliest, they say actually the first, not-for-profit human service agency. My name is Carol Cartwright. As Director of Planning and Program Research, I suggested that we emulate some of the publications being done by other Urban Leagues and that we produce a State of Black Fort Wayne. Part of the role of the Urban League from the beginning also was seeking equity.
My father was born in 1920 and lived in an area that was called Westfield, off of Ardmore Road and Jefferson Boulevard. My name is Denise Porter. I worked for the Urban League. The less desirable places to live were along the railroad track. So African Americans typically got to live along those particular areas.
At that time,
a neighborhood is residence in a community where everyone feels a part. We really lived my entire life in the center of Fort Wayne in McCulloch and Hugh Street area. And I look at it now, it's kind of a ghost town. A little disappointing.
Most of the Blacks lived near each other because we couldn't buy houses anyplace else, so we kind of did.
I grew up on the corner of Lafayette and Masterson. I took a job with the Urban League to kind of revamp, repurpose the employment program.
Employment and housing are key and important to a parent being able to support their child. So having a robust employment program, to me, a big part of what the Urban League is.
At that time,
the Fort Wayne Urban League Soundwalk Project,
sponsored by the Fort Wayne Media Collaborative,
Indiana Landmark Black Heritage Preservation Program,
and Indiana Humanities.
Recorded in part at WELT Studios.